In the email that Jay was talking about, it was mentioned that there was going to be a new all-gender bathroom built in one of the buildings. I was wondering if that was going to be like a one-room, one-stall style, or was it going to be more like a typical public restroom with multiple stalls? In some of the dorms, DePaul has gender-neutral bathrooms where you can take showers, I believe. And I was wondering, just besides this one specific bathroom, is there a plan for DePaul to continue to kind of merge the gendered bathrooms, or if other things are taking priority?
There will be a single stall, all gender bathroom on the fourth floor of O'Connell Hall. It will look identical to the one that is on the first floor of the student center. I can't speak to the larger plan for broader campus construction as to how we will handle those things as we move forward, but that's the plan as it relates to this particular renovation project.
Can we ask why it's on the fourth floor? Because there wasn't really details to why it's on the fourth floor when the centers are on the third floor, and that also like is a big problem when it comes to accessibility. Is there construction already started for it? Because if there has or hasn't, is it possible to push for it to be on the third floor?
That was one of the first questions we asked when we get the floor. And we were told this where the centers would be. If you looked at the diagram, we thought, well, there looks like there's something on the third floor towards the Belden side. Look from the plan, like there was something already there. We thought we could leverage that. Facility operations notified us that that bathroom had been offline for years, and there were some severe plumbing problems, and they doubt that would ever be put back online. So we said, okay, let's keep looking. They identified a space on the third floor next to the elevator, which was too small. The nearest space we could find was on the fourth floor, which was one floor up. And they're going to convert that. I think the cost is nearly $80,000 to convert that. So we did get the budget approved for that. And that was the closest space that we could utilize.
And for those of you who have classes in O'Connell or Lamont, the restrooms there are oddly configured. They're gendered every other floor. So it's not an ideal space to reconfigure plumbing in those ways either.
Part of the appeal of the third floor space was we thought that was going to be available to us, and unfortunately, when we got into it further, it was not. So that was our preference.
So you sort of talked about the reconstruction cost that it would take to create that new bathroom, around $80,000. Instead of moving towards these like single stall uses of bathrooms, why instead hasn't there just been like a degendering of the bathrooms in general to make sure that students are not having to have one single bathroom where they either have to swipe in and document themselves, or if they're not a student, you basically can't use the restroom in the case of the student center. Since cost is such an obvious burden, why wouldn't you just change the plaque on the walls, do something that's more efficient for DePaul and helpful for the students who would be using those bathrooms instead of making one stall?
That's a question we also asked Charlie. And these are the answers that we were given. That makes some sense to us, but it wasn't presented to us as an option when we